You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about Earth Day, and this is part one of a two-part series. Today, we're going to talk about a perspective on saving the Earth that you might have not heard before. So stay tuned. Don't miss the show. We are a married couple of intuitives. I'm not doing this right at all.
Let me do this for you.
Go ahead.
We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life.
Thank you, dear, for saying eloquently. Okay, so Jason, is it so clear that the Earth is falling apart? I mean, it's so clear to me. And if you're listening, you're probably saying, well, what can I do? Well, where's the best place to start?
The best place to start is the ecosystem that's the most important and the most neglected and invisible, but is at the root of all the ecosystem problems in the world today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that ecosystem is your individual ecosystem.
Oh,
and people don't, that's really radical.
Okay.
Because when we think about Earth Day, we think about we're going to stop using plastics and disposables.
Well, right. And I'm going to go clean up the beach. I'm going to go clean up a lake.
I'm going to go buy an electric car. I'm going to use solar.
Exactly.
You know, all those things.
That's exactly
and
what
And there's nothing
think,
wrong with those, right? Doing those things.
In fact, go for it. Yay. In fact, we promote that by all means.
But what we see is that the root cause of the problems with the Earth today is the ecosystem of the Earth. And in order for us to help the ecosystem of the Earth, we have to start with your individual ecosystem.
Mm.
And here's the big part of that.
Okay.
When we talk about your personal ecosystem, we're talking about your physical body.
Yes.
But we're also talking about your emotions.
Mm.
And the most important part of you is what is commonly known as soul. We call it essence.
Exactly.
And that part is needs to be restored because that's the part of our ecosystem that's hurting the most.
Well, and one of the reasons we created the ecosystem was because we could see not only in ourselves, but in others, how this negative energy that was around them, on top of them, in them, how when we removed it, people saw things from a much different perspective and they felt better.
Yes.
You got a twofer there. And we didn't even know that was going to happen.
Well, here's the point we're trying to make about the emotions.
Okay.
And when we try and come together for collective action on behalf of the Earth, whether it's greenhouse gases, whether it's toxins in the oceans,
right,
whether it's the droughts that we're experiencing here in the West,
absolutely,
you know, the flooding, the weather, all those things, you know, it's a symptom of our collective emotional dysfunction. That's a biggie.
Wow, that's huge.
And when I say it's emotional, because what I see is that the problems with greenhouse gases and toxins in the earth,
right,
and losing our topsoil and, you know, all the things.
Sure.
It's hard to list them all. When I look at the root, it's that the soul of the earth is what's hurting. And that soul of the earth is made up of individual souls.
Correct.
And if you're listening right now, you're one of those, those souls. We call it essence, you know, we like that word better, but that essence is an intangible. It's an energy.
Right.
And that's where we have to start.
Yeah.
Because it's you can only have so many electric cars and so many, there has to be some sort of collective action.
Well, not only collective action, but the drive to create a form of a balance. The problem is, one more time, our emotions, when we drive to get collective action with a group of people, the problem is the emotion of that group.
Yeah.
The emotions, excuse me, emotions, multiple emotions.
And so what are those emotions? And by the way, things these emotions are connected to programming. And that's a big part of what we're talking about today.
Right.
But fear, greed, jealousy, toxic competition, mm-hmm. selfishness, those are all come from programming.
Right.
And those are the emotions that keep us from coming together and doing some sort of collective action.
Right. Exactly. Because, you know, the bottom line is that, well, we get stuck in the small bits of connections with different people that are negative, and we forget about the big picture.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I Googled it. I said, okay, what's keeping us from doing climate change? And we have this here, and it's kind of stupid. I Google a lot of stuff just for our shows, so I can talk about from our perspective. I'm very judgmental. I'm very opinionated, but from our perspective, it just doesn't make any sense. So the Time article, there was an article in Time that said, it's because humans are naturally self-absorbed. And that's not what we see.
No,
it's not that humans are naturally self-absorbed. They become self-absorbed.
That's correct.
With programming.
Yes.
Treating yourself like a machine.
Correct.
Instead of using your internal essence and restoring that essence, which is the main part of your ecosystem.
Exactly.
We look outside of ourselves to have someone tell us what we should do, what we should think, what we should wear, what we should consume, how we should, you know, what we should believe,
who
we should marry.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of things.
It's true.
So what would happen if the world, critical mass of the world had a healthy essence? This is what would happen. And this is what we're trying to get to. There'd be collective action, reasoned arguments, seeing others' motives, which is what happens when you start to restore your ego. So you see your own motives.
Yes, but you also see other people's motives.
And,
exactly.
And, it would be
and intentions.
Highly democratic. So everyone would get together and say, how are we going to fix this problem?
Right.
And people say, well, I want to do it this way. I want to do it this way. And people say, well, let's vote. And then the majority would say, okay.
Yes.
The majority think, so we're all going to do it that way.
Right.
Competition, no sour grapes, but we want to tell you the story very quickly about the beginning of the ecological movement in the United States happened in
the
Bay Area.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, where I grew up. And I'll try and make this as short as possible, but there was three women. One of them happened to be looking out her window one day as the story was told, and she saw someone dumping garbage into the San Francisco Bay. And so she decided, she talked to her other two friends, and they decided that that wasn't correct. Well, there was a whole big thing behind it. They were going to take action on that, but then there ended up being a whole big thing behind it. The other kind of coincidence is, hold that thought, is that Jason and I actually lived on San Bruno Mountain in Brisbane
before
we moved here. And because that woman, go back to the story, that woman saw the garbage being dumped. What she found out was they were going to cut off the top of San Bruno Mountain. And That was the plan.
They were going to cut off San Bruno Mountain and use that soil and fill it into the
Bay and
build on it
and make a lot of money on it. But in the process, these three women figured out all the fish that would die, all the little microbes in the water would die, and not to mention our ecosystem in the Bay Area would go from being quite lovely and lush most of the time to becoming a desert.
So they said that it would, instead of being a bay, it would become like a little narrow river, waterway.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not that they figured it out.
No.
This is the most important part of the story.
Okay.
They had some sense of their own essence. And through their essence, they got to what we call the collective.
Yes.
Which is this idea, this energy that we're all connected.
Yes.
When you work from your essence knows that we're all connected.
Right.
And then we have this collective. And then by working together, it's much more beneficial for everyone than just working individually.
Exactly. Exactly.
They knew that. They innately knew
they
that.
They did.
So
they did.
When they were, they saw these plans and they were just
appalled would be the word.
Incensed, appalled, yes. Whatever. Yes. And they created this collective action. And it was the beginning of the eco movement in the country.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you can argue about that. But that's not what's important. It's the collective action.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that as we go on.
And I just want to say, and the ecosystem approach helps you understand not only yourself, but the collective action, so to speak, for everything around you.
Because it's an energy.
Because it's an energy.
And the energy ecosystem approach is an energy approach.
Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your individual ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change is a symptom of too much negative emotions in the world. And your ecosystems include your emotions and your natural connection to the importance of the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to clear and overcome negative emotions to work together in all parts of your life.
In the next segment, we're going to ask the question, do you treat yourself like a machine? And what's wrong with that? And what does that have to do with climate change? All right. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Clare, Clare-ity.com.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk Radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to ask the question, do you treat yourself like a machine? And, well, what's wrong with that? And what does that have to do with climate change and or Earth Day? We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, I'm kind of getting lost. What does treating yourself like a machine have to do with climate change and trying to have a better, healthier Earth?
Okay. I'm suggesting that climate change is a symptom of the buildup of negative energy.
Oh my gosh.
Negative emotions.
When you see it from that perspective, that makes perfect sense.
You know,
to me.
And the root cause of that buildup is programming yourself like a machine or treating yourself like a machine.
Yeah.
And so, that doesn't really, you know, people say, I want to be a machine. But if you think about it, ever since the industrial age,
okay,
you know, I grew up in Detroit.
Right.
And there was a lot of stuff about the Henry Ford Museum and Henry Ford.
Right.
And that was where the first Model T was created. And they created the assembly line.
Right.
Which was very efficient, very logical.
Right.
But what happened is that you know, one person would do one thing repetitively over and over and over again.
Right.
And they were paid a lot of money for the time. And they still were, you know, when I was there,
yes,
you made a lot of money if you could work in the factory. But one of the things that wasn't really well known, but that was known within the city, that it was boring.
Yes.
There was a lot of drug abuse.
Uh-huh.
It would wear on people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you're part of assembly line, you're being treated like the machine completely.
Right. From here to here, from here to here,
yes,
over and over and over again. Yeah.
When you, even corporate America, they set up methodologies, ways to get the job done,
mm-hmm,
that are often very, you have to do this, this other person has to do this, you know, there's a process, there's a logic, there's a workflow, and that workflow can be boring. You know, even if you have to use a certain level of discrimination or intellect with it, whatever.
Sure.
But here's the point, okay? We're designed to have an essence. So when we get up in the morning and say, okay, what should I do? Most of us have to go to work.
Right.
So we program ourselves. We force ourselves to go to work, no matter how we feel.
That's
about
correct.
It,
that's okay? correct.
At some point, though, we need to access our negative emotions and say, I got to get rid of those.
Yes.
With clearing, which is what we're going to show you how to do at the end of the show.
Okay.
And that buildup of negative emotions is what keeps people from really collaborating,
yes,
really working. We're at a time in the world, 2021, this
right,
year, when robots could conceivably do most of the work.
Correct.
So what we're left with is our true intellect, not something that we're programmed to,
right,
but, you know, really getting to this intellect. And this is long-winded, but what I'm trying to get to is that it's this essence that we've been uncovering, Patricia and I've been uncovering for the last 20 years.
That's correct.
It creates our connection.
Oh yeah.
It takes our ability to go out in the world and cooperate with people in ways
right,
that are highly effective and beneficial. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you what's keeping us from solving climate and climate change and the ecosystem mm-hmm. of the world is our ability to come together and work together in a way that we can see this is our mutual self-interest and we should take care of it.
Okay, so let me, I'm gonna sum this little, well, this huge part up, but what you're saying is because of programming, and each one of us is programmed different. I need to say that. Some of us are programmed the same, but I'm saying for the most part, each one of us is different because we are all unique. And so what one person is programmed with might not affect someone else in the same way.
Correct? That's true. That's true.
Okay. So the thing that I'm hearing you say is that if you use the ecosystem approach, because we saw all the toxins on people and in people and around people, we created it so we could all be a form of a free thinker. We can still work within the system, but be free thinkers and know that our essence is, the health of our essence is so important. And therefore that means our health, the importance of our health makes a difference in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
And we apologize. This is a hard concept to understand.
It really is.
We didn't really make our point. I guess the point is that it starts with our emotions and these mental health, there's been a rash of mass shootings. This month, this year, for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They're saying it's a mental health crisis. What does that have to do with climate change? It's all connected. It's all part of our ecosystem. And it's reflection of the buildup of negative emotions.
We're killing
each other.
Ourselves.
We're killing each other with greenhouse gases. We're killing each other with rifles.
Yes.
And COVID, the pandemic that we're just starting to get out of right now, has been the result of it. It's theorized, we don't really know,
right,
that it's been the breakdown of our ecosystem mm-hmm. That keeps those viruses away from human beings.
That is correct. And which is, it's,
and why it, is that all break? Why does it all break down? Why
are we having some programming, Jason,
and negative emotions that are built up in each of us individually and all of us collectively. And it's created a really difficult.
Yeah.
It's what Earth Day is all about.
Yes. Well, and I want to make a point. I want to make sure we don't miss this point. When we're programmed, and we're doing a machine like jobs, and by the way, even lawyers do machine like jobs, that type of thing. What happens is we start numbing out to our emotions. Because
we just have to get it done.
We just have to get it done. And we don't have time to deal with ourselves or deal with the kids or deal with the boss or whatever. Just get it done.
Go back to the three women.
Yes.
Their husbands.
Were all renowned, by the way.
Yes. But the point is that their husbands and the men, mm-hmm. quote unquote, were the ones that were pushing this idea that, hey, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
If we hurt this ecosystem,
the big deal if I drop, I don't know, 3 tons of garbage over here, everything will be okay over there, but 3 tons of garbage in one place and not even know what effects it's going to have.
To know what those effects are.
Yes.
Comes from your essence. It's an energy.
Yes.
You know, this morning we took our dogs out for a walk. And we said, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. Either you can see the flowers, the wildflowers that are growing right now up here. It is just beautiful. It feels good.
Yes.
Why does it feel good? A machine won't detect it. There's a joy that happens when we go outside and we're in this beautiful, lush environment.
Yes.
And that feeling isn't logical.
No.
A machine wouldn't get it.
That's correct.
And when the people wanted to, these developers wanted to put all this garbage into the bay.
Yes.
It made perfect sense because they were just working with their left brain, their logical brain.
Yes.
Their the part of themselves that was programmed.
Right.
And they were programmed to make money.
Yes.
And it made a lot of sense.
Yes.
But the women were connected to this, not only to their own essence, but to a collective that says, no,
something's not right there.
Something's not right.
Yes.
And so, that's what we're trying to say here today.
Exactly. In other words, use the ecosystem approach. This is a plug, everyone. Use the ecosystem approach, because when you start with yourself, and you should start with yourself, you can make a difference. By this time next year, you can make a difference in the world.
And if we're talking to you right now, and there's something inside of you that says, yeah, I have to start with my ecosystem, that's really something that'll make a difference.
Yes.
In the world.
Wow.
You need to start. You need to go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
Right.
You'll get our weekly newsletter. We'll talk about that later in the show.
Okay.
But do that now, theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. So Jason, you have a John Muir story?
Yeah. I love this, because this is about, you know, John Muir was the head of, he was one that originally founded the Sierra Club.
That's right.
And one of the stories about this, which I love, because we're in
John Muir country.
Yeah. Yes. Being close to Yosemite, he climbed a tree. And
during a storm. Okay. Yeah.
And there's some really amazing storms here. So that was no small thing.
Yes.
And to feel what the tree felt during a storm.
Oh, you mean to have the same experience as the tree had?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And I guarantee you that came from his essence.
Yeah.
That wasn't logic.
Yeah.
You know, someone would have probably said, you're nuts. You know,
I'm sure they did. Well, they did to him more than once, actually.
You know, but he wanted to experience the essence of Yosemite.
Yes.
The natural world and himself.
Exactly. Exactly.
As did those three women.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Treating yourself like a machine disconnects you from essence.
Mm.
We try to program, educate people to understand climate change, but and to take action, but education is a form of programming. We have to talk some more about that.
Okay.
Your essence has all the resources and wisdom to see the earth struggle and to work collectively to heal.
Yes.
Yourself and the world. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to connect to essence for an unlimited wisdom and knowing about the natural world.
Hang out in a tree sometime.
Yeah.
Sorry. In the next segment, we're going to talk about why you should start with your ecosystem when it seems so disconnected from the solutions for climate change and saving the earth. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week, now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about why you should start with your own ecosystem when it seems so disconnected from the solutions for climate change and saving the Earth. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. So, Jason, why should you start with your own ecosystem? And okay, wait, let me just go on. What about recycling and lowering your carbon footprint and other things to help the planet? I mean, why is your system so important and those not?
Well, ironically, those are specific problems and solutions.
Yes.
Which is very left brain and very mechanical and very programmed.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to the root cause, which is I'm saying that our individual ecosystem, which makes up the collective ecosystem of
correct.
The world.
Correct.
You know, we're one piece of that ecosystem.
Yes.
Is what's wrong. And you have to approach the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is Earth Day is coming up.
Yes.
The problem is not a mechanical problem.
It's an emotional one.
It's an ecosystem one. Mm. And that's because of the buildup of these negative energies, which yes. are emotions.
Got it.
You know, and I know it's confusing. We're saying negative energies and emotions are the same, and they are.
Yes.
Positive energies are also emotions.
Yes.
And that buildup of negative emotions in our essence, and then our collective essence, is what causes the problems on Earth today.
Well, okay. I think they need more of an explanation.
Okay. Well, John Muir, I remember reading the stories at the turn of the century.
Right.
You know, he, there was some Hetch Hetchy, they built a dam.
Yes, they did.
And he was saying how awful that would be for the ecosystem of Yosemite and how we need to protect these natural lands.
Right.
It was the first Roosevelt.
Yes.
Teddy Roosevelt that I think John Muir connected with to create some of these national parks, because he understood that the ecosystems of the United States had to be preserved.
Yes.
Because he knew back then it wasn't, even this is like 100 years ago.
It wasn't going in a very good direction, was
it? And people it was all about money and progress. It was called progress
and
then.
I remember one of the things that just touched John Muir was that the people were going out and destroying herds, I'm talking generations of buffalo, just for the hides, and then leaving the meat to rot. And he was, I remember reading that he was appalled by this. The Indians weren't doing it. They were killing for meat, but they weren't killing to destroy.
For sport.
They weren't killing for sport and the money of it.
Well, yes. And to understand this, you don't understand it by reading it in a book. You understand it because there's something inside of you that says, no, this is not right. And John Muir had that something inside of him.
He did.
And what we're trying to talk about today is it was his ecosystem. It was his soul that was screaming out and said, this isn't right. Now, if you want your soul to have that kind of
scream,
that connection.
There you go.
That sensitivity. Connection.
Yes.
You know, that's why we created the ecosystem approach. And so people say, well, you know, I have to live in the world the way it is. You know, I have to, you know, I go to a company that programs me to do my work.
Yes.
We understand that. And when we say we would take a rational, practical approach, we want you, we don't want you to sell all your worldly possessions to go work, live on a mountaintop someplace. We want you to have a better experience when you go to that job. And the ecosystem approach was designed to help you do that.
And by the way, sitting on a mountaintop, don't get me wrong. Anybody who wants to go sit in the mountaintop, not, you know, good for them. I'm saying that sitting on a mountaintop isn't right for everyone. Some need to go and definitely go to that job and make a difference in other people's lives by doing their jobs.
Yes. You know, we want you to you know, there's so much. There's so much righteousness, black and white thinking when it comes to this idea of energy and being natural and being one with the earth.
Right.
It gets very black and white. And we know that it's never that black and white, but it has to start inside first. Your essence is the place to start. And then you can make judgments and decide, should I be really natural here? Should I be really natural over here?
Right.
Maybe I can give a little bit over here, but then I'll be, you know.
Yes.
And that's the way it's going to be going forward. We know that.
And one of the things that we found is by clearing, using the ecosystem approach daily, you start to be able to discern the difference between what you're doing right now and if there's another way to do whatever you're doing right now, is there another way to do it that is less corrosive to not only you, but the environment as well? And it can be anything.
And that's an energy. To know that's an energy.
Yes.
And the way you know that is by connecting with your essence.
Yes.
And your
daily.
And your essence is there already, but we want to help you restore that essence to its full operating. Because, you know, again, if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, we have an article it's under the About tab about the discovery.
Yes.
And one of the things that we've talked about before, but we've discovered that as intuitives, we see this, that 80% of our essence collectively is covered with negative energy.
Negative, like toxic, corrosive energy.
Emotions. Energies, emotions.
Yes.
Beliefs. All these things that's the root.
Yes.
And once you start seeing how you can remove it for yourself, then you can start seeing how you can remove it collectively for the world.
The world.
And that's where it's got to start.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with lowering your carbon footprint
cleaning up a slough on Earth Day. I mean, definitely.
Right. Planting a tree.
But take a look at where that tree is. Where do you really want that tree? And think, this is really important in all of this. Think about where you want to be in 20 years and where that tree is going to be in 20 years. Believe it or not, when you use the ecosystem approach, you not only think about today, but you think about tomorrow and the next day and 20 years from now.
You're able to see it from a more holistic standpoint.
It's phenomenal. And by the way, believe it or not, it's a byproduct of using the ecosystem approach. It's pretty darn cool, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things we didn't say in the last segment was, you know, if you sit in a classroom, if you want to resolve the problems with the earth by educating whole generation of students.
Sure.
You know, the problem is that you educate them, you program them with certain principles.
Yes.
But then as things change, which they might.
Yes.
Then you have to reprogram them. And, you know, and reprogram again, because, you know, we don't know. But if you go to the root and you create this wisdom on the inside, that is able to be accessed at will, then there's no need for reprogramming, because people just know. They just get it.
And they can change without resistance.
Yes.
They can see, they can have a 360 view is what I call it, without resistance. And by the way, resistance is an emotion that is like fear.
So is stubbornness.
Anger and hate and stubbornness. I don't know what he means.
Stubbornness is an emotion that can be cleared.
Yes.
So how to clear.
Okay. Well, do we want to do key points first?
Oh yeah. Let's do
okay.
that.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Developing your own ecosystem is foundational for the collective evolution and saving the earth. As you learn to restore your own ecosystem, you will create a pathway and share the learning in the collective.
Yes.
And the disintegration of the earth's ecosystem is a problem of essence of the world, and that's the root.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to restore your ecosystem and then connect to the essence of the world.
By the way, that's powerful, everyone. That's real power. So, Jason, you want to tell everyone how to clear?
So I know Olivia's going to show us show the picture of the processor, which is something that we created on the other side. It's very simple. You can use whatever posture you want. You can be standing, sitting, okay, walking, laying down, mm-hmm, standing on your head. It doesn't matter. And so when we say to eliminate, whatever we say to eliminate, veils and illusions, barriers, negative, mm-hmm, emotions, gather those up in your body, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, and blow it into that processor. If you don't have a processor with you, you can
use a garbage can.
You can always use the processor because it's always with you in your imagination. Yes. Use a garbage can. And if not, if you're driving, then blow it into an imaginary garbage can or an imaginary processor.
Exactly.
And we have a picture of the processor on our website.
Exactly. And which is quite cool. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearing to help you connect with your essence and start affecting the collective. Love that. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. My last tip to listeners was to list your top 5 core values and then convert each of them to a statement. At the time, one of my examples was passion, and passion fuels my perseverance. And yes, I found this exercise to be the best first step toward helping my clients to reclaim their lives. But there's a second exercise that works in tandem with the first. This time, write down your top few negative core value statements about yourself or the world in general. Two examples may be, if people knew the true me, they would never accept me, or people are generally untrustworthy. Afterwards, ask yourself 2 questions. Are you surrounding yourself with people who don't share or at least support your positive core values? And are your negative core values, or those of others, drowning out your positive core values? If yes to either, you've extinguished your ability to make personalized decisions. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's unleash the power of your core values.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Lau, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the new year. During this time of need, I've been called to offer my life coaching services for free. That's right, free, no strings attached. Ram Dass said it best, we're all walking each other home. I'd like to support your walk with my coaching skills. To start the process, hit me up at miles2gocoaching.com and under book online, select is coaching right for me. After that, we'll schedule time to meet and map out whatever you want to work on. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, you can catch me on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. See you soon.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing to help you connect with your essence and start affecting the collective. And I'm talking about the collective. You affect the collective energy around the world when you change your energy. It's
yes.
Actually quite simple.
Yes.
So Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the climate crisis is a problem of the soul or essence of the world.
Nice and easy. Take a breath. Throw out any negative energy that's blocking you from seeing that. Throw it into that processor or the garbage can. And to eliminate any fear I have that is focusing on climate or ecological change will hurt me personally and my security. Release and let go that fear and that false belief. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that disrupts my connection to the collective.
Take
a collective
breath.
Energy.
It's huge. Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have that blocks my connection to essence, to my essence and the earth's essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can have a connection to my essence and the collective that's connected to earth.
Nice. Love it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that we are all connected and collective action is always best. Clearing first, collective action second. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that makes me cling to solutions outside of myself, which is programming.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate all the hurt and depression I already have that tells me my ecosystem needs to be restored, really restored. Take a breath. This is one step at a time here, one clearing at a time.
And to eliminate any anger I have that blocks my essence and my connection to the collective.
And to eliminate the false belief that the best answers are always outside of myself. Guess what? That's programming. Truth is, you know the answers on the inside. Pick an easy one and start with that. Ask yourself, take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of resistance that I have to my connection, to my essence, or the collective.
That's a good one.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any thinking that says, I don't have to be concerned with Earth's ecosystem or my own, when the truth is, yes, you do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the clarity so I can see and connect with the collective through my essence.
Nice. Take a breath.
That's an amazing feeling, by the way.
Yes.
You know,
it is. It is. It's lovely. Take a breath.
Almost indescribable. And if you've been really programmed, there's a good chance you're numb to that part of yourself.
Yeah.
And of course, that's why you should use the ecosystem approach, which you're going to talk about in just a second.
And
so hold on.
To eliminate in all of my programming that says I cannot feel it, since I can't feel any of this, it doesn't matter. But the truth is, it does matter. And so do you. You're here. You're part of this collective. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that restoring my own ecosystem is always the most important.
Start with you. Take a breath.
And should we activate life force?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Have that come right in through the top of your head, everyone. Let it go all the way down your body, your torso, to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and let the rest of that amazing energy, life force energy, help you remove even more negative energy from you. Because you came here to do something. It's time that you do it. Take a breath, everybody.
And to activate life force so I can have hope for an ecosystem that is healthy for myself and for the world.
I love that. Take a breath. In through the top of your body. There you go. And activate life force so I can trust that I need my essence restored to help the earth restore its ecosystem. Take a breath, everyone. Top of your head. This is for the good of everyone. Blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach to learn how to restore my ecosystem and other ecosystems.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity. Whoa, there you go. Have fun and laughter and joy and the ability to know that using the ecosystem approach is in your best interest. Nice and easy. Take a nice breath. Call all that in. Let it start moving things around in there and push out any negative energy that's left over and throw it in the processor. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, okay, this is Earth Day part two. Days were actually in the middle of these two shows.
So I see.
This is perfect.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about the most pervasive toxin on Earth today. And what we have to do to reduce it, what you can do to reduce it, and how we can reduce it to make progress.
I love that.
You might be able to guess what that is, but we're just going to let that teaser out there for,
I have to tell you, everyone, I don't know what it is.
If you go to our website right now, ecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. That's the way to start working on your ecosystem, not only for yourself, but for the world. Because when your ecosystem becomes more evolved, when your ecosystem is restored, there's an effect with the collective.
Yeah, which is very nice.
And as more and more people restore their ecosystems, our ability to recognize the problem, come together to solve the problem, and then take action that's collaborative enough to be effective to solve the problem.
Okay.
That's what happens. It can't happen with fixing something over here and fixing something over here, restoring this wetland over here. And by the way, they've been restoring the wetland of the
Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area
for how many years now?
It's close to 40 years, I believe.
40 years.
Maybe even 50.
And it's still a work in progress.
Yes.
So what we have to do for the earth is start with you first.
Yes.
And if that speaks to you, if that idea says, oh yeah, there's something about that. It sounds crazy to me, but and it is kind of crazy. It's way out there, but if if it speaks to you, if some part of you gets this, like those three women who said, you can't do this to the Bay, something's wrong.
Yes.
If it's like, if you have that little part of you that's like John Muir, that wants to experience the natural world because it gives you joy, you feel it inside of yourself, you have to do the ecosystem approach because we created this for you.
Yes.
And it gets that connection that's so important, that's so vital, that makes you feel alive, makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
It's that spring feeling all the time.
Well, and you know what? I have to say this because I have a minute to say this, but the ecosystem approach has not only literally changed my life, it has physically changed my life. And I can't imagine not using the ecosystem approach every day to make not only my life better, but the lives around me better and healthier and happier and all of those things. I'm not saying life goes away. It doesn't go away. And even
we still have struggles. We still have problems.
Absolutely, we do. But the bottom line is that the most important thing we can do today is to use the ecosystem approach for ourselves first.
So go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure and like us while you're there. You can see these. We're doing this Facebook Live. We're doing these shows on Facebook Live. So they're recorded there. So if you go to the video section, you can see our videos and see the video of this show. And of course, like us while you're there.
And tell a friend.
Yeah, tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend, a family member.
The ecosystem approach is done the best when it's with the buddy system.
Correct. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.